Personality NLP Case Study for Julianne. Ascendant Focus, Shravana in Capricorn. Julianne's ascendant falls in Shravana, within the sign of Capricorn, blending the structured realism of Capricorn with the deep, listening intelligence of Shravana. This combination gives her a grounded, disciplined exterior paired with an internal sensitivity to tone, meaning, and pattern. Shravana is ruled by the moon, so while Capricorn may lend restraint, control, and endurance, there is also a subtle emotional radar, always tuned to the nuances of a situation. She is the one who notices what others miss, not because she's loud, but because she's listening. Shravana is the nakshatra of hearing sacred truths, of learning through observation, and of holding space for silence until something essential emerges. This gives Julianne a psyche oriented toward discernment through receptivity. Capricorn may make her seem serious, even reserved, but under that surface lies a deeply perceptive mind, one that needs time and space to process, but once it does, delivers insight with precision. She doesn't rush into anything, especially not self-expression, but when she speaks or moves, it's thoughtful, steady, and often wiser than expected. From an NLP lens, this points to a kinesthetic auditory processing style. She learns and responds through felt experience and careful listening. Words matter, but how they are said, tone, pacing, subtext, matters more. Her body likely signals her before her mind catches up. If something feels off, she withdraws. If something resonates, she steps forward, but always with calibration. Action is deliberate. Emotion is quiet but deep. The instinct is to feel, listen, then choose. Her attention direction is tilted toward others. Shravana is often found in those who carry a strong sense of responsibility, not just to their own path, but to their family, community, or principles they uphold. Julianne likely monitors group dynamics even when she's silent. She's the one who remembers what someone said weeks ago, or notices the subtle drop in someone's tone. Her sense of self is strong but not loud. It lives in how she shows up for others, especially through dependability, listening, and emotional containment. Her motivation direction is towards, but in a long arc way. She moves toward responsibility, wisdom, trust, and meaningful contribution, but only when the path is coherent. Capricorn doesn't do anything for show. If the process isn't aligned, she's more likely to hold back than waste energy. Shravana's moon rulership makes her sensitive to incoherence, emotional, ethical, or relational. She doesn't flee from discomfort, but she does withdraw from chaos. The pull is always toward what builds, heals, or makes sense over time. Julianne's frame of reference blends external and evolving internal. Early in life, she may rely on roles, systems, or mentors to guide her. But Shravana matures into internal authority, an ear that doesn't just hear others, but eventually hears its own deepest voice. Capricorn's arc is mastery through effort, and Julianne likely becomes more self-sourced as she tests what works, what lasts, and what feels right from within, not just what's expected from without. Her chunking style and operational rhythm reflect Capricorn's procedural nature, structured, rule-based, and dependable. But because Shravana is about learning through listening, she's also adaptive within frameworks. She prefers clarity, but she can adjust. Ritual and rhythm comfort her, especially when they support emotional safety. She likely functions best when expectations are clear, environments are steady, and she's given the autonomy to manage her pace and space, slowly building something meaningful through quiet authority. Third house, Saturn in Ravati, Pisces. Julianne's third house, the domain of deliberate effort, self-motivation, learning style, and communication, is host to Saturn in Ravati, placed in Pisces. This configuration immediately suggests a reserved, precise, and contemplative approach to speech, learning, and curiosity. Saturn brings structure and caution to this house, while Ravati adds a spiritual, compassionate, and often dreamy quality. In communication, Julianne likely measures her words carefully. She doesn't speak just to fill space. When she says something, it's been distilled through layers of reflection. Ravati, ruled by Mercury, is the final nakshatra, associated with endings, wisdom, and subtle integration. When Saturn moves through this space, there is an inner pressure to make meaning last. Julianne likely treats communication as a serious act, not for attention, but for clarity or service. There may be a poetic or timeless quality in how she expresses herself, though that voice is hard-earned. It may have taken years for her to feel confident in her ability to articulate what she sees or intuits. And even now, she likely prefers to prepare before speaking. From an NLP lens, this placement indicates a primarily auditory, digital, and dissociated style. Julianne listens and processes with structure, often reviewing conversations long after they've ended. Her learning style is methodical. She prefers to understand the framework before acting, and repetition or silent observation is key to her mastery. The dissociative influence of Ravati may make her emotionally detached in delivery, even though she feels deeply. She might not always show her emotional engagement, but she tracks everything. Her motivation direction here leans strongly away from, not due to fear, but as a finely tuned instinct for avoiding superficiality or disorder. She disengages from chaotic environments, shallow talk, or noisy minds. Saturn lends her a disciplined avoidance pattern. When something feels scattered or misleading, she simply won't engage. Instead, she gravitates toward thoughtful conversations, quiet environments, and individuals who communicate with integrity. Julianne's attention filter in the third house is strongly internal. She trusts her own mind to process and evaluate. She likely prefers private reflection over public discussion and may write more than she speaks. Her sense of rightness comes from within, not from being told, but from aligning with her own timing and structure. When she does share, it is often calm, well-formed, and quietly confident. Finally, her chunking style is specific, shaped by Saturn's natural preference for rules, process, and refinement. Yet with Ravati's Piscean overlay, she can also zoom out and make abstract links, integrating intuition with logic. This gives her communication a rare depth, simultaneously structured and poetic, quiet yet enduring. Over time, she becomes someone others may turn to not for chatter, but for clarity, the voice that arrives once the noise has passed. Fourth house, Rahu and Ashwini, Aries. Julianne's fourth house, the foundation of emotional security, inner life, and an early psychological, contains Rahu and Ashwini, placed in Aries. This introduces a fast, pioneering, and often unconventional emotional signature. The fourth house usually seeks stability and comfort. But with Rahu here, there's an internal restlessness, a desire to break away from inherited emotional patterns and forge her own path to happiness. Her sense of home may be nonlinear, mobile, or reconstructed multiple times throughout life. Ashwini, ruled by Ketu, is the nakshatra of new beginnings, healing, and spontaneous action. With Rahu's hunger amplifying this energy, Julianne's inner world is marked by an almost urgent need for emotional independence. She may have grown up feeling emotionally different from her environment, either moving faster emotionally than those around her, or feeling misunderstood in her core instincts. There's a constant push to define what home and belonging truly mean on her own terms, often through trial, reinvention, or sudden leaps away from comfort zones. NLP-wise, this placement strongly indicates a visual and proactive processing style. Julianne doesn't wait to feel emotionally safe before acting. She tends to act in order to feel safe. Her internal states are often tied to flashes of imagery or rapid emotional conclusions. She may instinctively visualize outcomes or future possibilities when navigating personal decisions. Emotional clarity doesn't necessarily emerge through stillness. It's often revealed through motion, decision, and instinctive experimentation. Her motivation direction here is towards. She's driven by the idea of where she could be emotionally rather than where she's been. This keeps her focused on emotional growth and reinvention, though it may also create a pattern of abandoning what's familiar if it starts to feel stagnant. Rather than nest, she builds. Rather than stay still, she shifts forward, fueled by the inner pull toward a better emotional reality, one that aligns with her own truth, not tradition. Julianne's attention filter in this house leans towards self. She needs to determine for herself what emotional truth feels right. Even in relationships or family systems, she may resist being told how she should feel or what should make her happy. Her emotional compass is internally referenced. She checks in with herself first, and may instinctively pull back if others try to manage, fix, or define her feelings for her. Finally, her chunking style in the emotional realm is general but fast-moving. She senses the larger emotional arc of a situation quickly and decides her response in broad, energetic strokes. She doesn't like to dwell or analyze when it comes to personal feelings. Emotional processing happens on the move through instinct, imagery, and momentum, with a need to break through, not sit still. Over time, this gives her an emotional identity that's not based on stability, but on emergence. She learns who she is emotionally by becoming, not by waiting. Seventh house, Mercury, Jupiter, and Sun in Aschleishancer. Julianne's seventh house, the domain of partnerships, intimacy, collaboration, and how one mirrors or relates to the other, is densely activated, holding Mercury, Jupiter, and the Sun, all in Aschleisha within Cancer. This stellium indicates that relationships are not peripheral in her life. They are central to her learning, evolution, and integration. Aschleisha adds a serpentine intelligence to this house. Emotional complexity, psychological nuance, and a magnetic yet mysterious relational style. Aschleisha, ruled by Mercury, deals with entwining emotionally, mentally, and energetically. It brings a penetrating depth to how one connects, often mixing nurturing and control, closeness and withdrawal. With Mercury here, Julianne communicates in partnerships with layered subtlety. She may use words to soothe, guide, or even shield. Her language is intuitive, and her tone often shifts based on emotional undercurrents. From an NLP lens, this Mercury supports a kinesthetic and auditory processing style with a sensitivity to tone, subtext, and relational feedback. She hears more than is said and rarely forgets it. Jupiter in Aschleisha shapes her beliefs about intimacy and partnership through a lens of emotional wisdom and moral discernment. She likely seeks depth and loyalty in relationships, but also has high ideals that not every partner may match. Her sense of ethics in relationships is privately held, but strongly felt. Jupiter here leans toward an internal frame of reference, meaning she doesn't need approval or consensus to know when a relationship feels right or wrong. NLP-wise, Jupiter adds an auditory digital filter, enabling her to reflect deeply, analyze the psychological patterns in connection, and teach or guide those she loves. The Sun in Aschleisha places a core part of Julianne's identity within relationship itself. She shines through the act of relating, but not superficially. The Sun here suggests that intimacy is transformative and that she discovers personal power through psychological and emotional entanglement. There's a hidden regality to how she partners. She gives a lot, but may also need sovereignty within closeness. From an NLP angle, the Sun strengthens a self-referencing motivation and a towards direction. She moves toward intensity, insight, and personal illumination through others. Her attention filter in the seventh house is nuanced. It blends others' orientation, due to Cancer's nurturing impulse, with moments of retreat, due to Aschleisha's protective nature. She likely tunes in deeply to her partner's needs, but reserves emotional self-disclosure for when full trust is present. She may emotionally entwine with those she partners, but never fully dissolve into them. There's always an instinct to protect something of her own mind and core. Finally, her chunking style here is specific but emotional. She remembers the details of conversations, gestures, and emotional beats. Aschleisha sharpens memory and perception in emotional environments. In partnership, Julianne likely tracks everything, not to weaponize, but to understand. This makes her an emotionally intelligent and reflective partner who both nurtures and sees, sometimes more than the other is ready to admit. Intimacy for her is not just love. It is a subtle dance of trust, healing, and shared transformation. Eighth house, Venus in Purva Falguni. Julianne's eighth house, the realm of transformation, intimacy, hidden resources, and psychological depth, holds Venus in Purva Falguni, placed in Leo. This positions her relational desires and creative instincts in one of the most inward-facing, complex houses of the chart. The eighth house asks for surrender, and Venus here suggests that Julianne's sense of love, value, beauty, and pleasure is filtered through a deep craving for emotional intensity, fusion, and regenerative experiences. She doesn't skim the surface in intimacy, she dives. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus itself, brings warmth, sensuality, charm, and a love of connection. But when placed in the eighth, its social and romantic instincts take on a more psychological tone. Julianne may be drawn to intense emotional or sexual bonds, where transformation is part of the process. Her magnetism is natural, but not always obvious. It pulses beneath the surface in how she makes others feel seen, adored, or unraveled. From an NLP lens, Venus here points to a kinesthetic and visual processing style. She feels her way through connection and picks up on subtle emotional or sensual cues with instinctive precision. Her motivation direction in this house blends towards and away from. She is pulled toward intimacy, depth, and emotional merging, but retreats instantly when control, manipulation, or dishonesty is sensed. Venus in this space is discerning. It wants to feel safe in order to fully open, and Julianne may cycle through relational intensities until she finds one that honors both her emotional sovereignty and her need for closeness. This often gives her a powerful sense of boundaries that were learned, not inherited. Her attention filter in the eighth is complex. While Venus in Leo wants to be seen, the eighth house hides, and this creates a fascinating paradox in Julianne's psyche. She may share beauty, warmth, and affection generously, but only a select few are allowed to see her vulnerable interior. There's likely a protective instinct when it comes to her emotional or sexual truth. NLP-wise, this indicates a preference for proximity. She wants closeness, but under her terms. She likely thrives in one-on-one dynamics that allow for depth without emotional intrusion. Her frame of reference here is strongly internal. Venus in Leo in the eighth trusts its own emotional rhythm. Julianne likely knows when something feels right, emotionally, energetically, sexually, without needing external confirmation. She calibrates from within, and while she may seek connection, she resists being defined by others' expectations of what love or intimacy should look like. This inner compass gives her a dignified presence, even when she's navigating emotional chaos. Her chunking style is specific, especially when it comes to emotional or psychological material. The eighth house gives her a penetrating awareness of nuance, power dynamics, and unspoken emotional contracts. Venus here tracks mood shifts, tone changes, and subtle emotional cues with high sensitivity. She remembers the emotional truth behind words and can read between the lines with ease. Over time, this placement gives her the capacity to love with profound loyalty and depth, but only after trust is earned and illusion is cleared away. 10th house, Mars in Vishaka and Ketu in Swati, Libra. Julianne's 10th house, the domain of career, public image, reputation, and purpose in the world, contains both Mars in Vishaka and Ketu in Swati, placed in Libra. This pairing creates a layered dynamic. Mars brings drive, action, and ambition, while Ketu brings detachment, subtlety, and otherworldly insight. Together, they form a dual rhythm in how she approaches professional life. Part bold leader, part quiet disruptor. Libra's influence adds diplomacy and aesthetic awareness, but neither planet here plays by traditional rules. Mars, in Vishaka, gives Julianne a sharp, focused ambition in the public sphere. Vishaka is ruled by Jupiter, but carries a Mars-like intensity, making this placement doubly driven. She likely thrives when pursuing a clear goal, especially one that requires leadership, perseverance, or the ability to cut through indecision. There's a quality of pressure in her career life. She may feel she's meant to prove something, to overcome, to win. From an NLP perspective, Mars here indicates a proactive and kinesthetic processing style. She acts on instinct and momentum fuels her. She likely learns best through doing and shows up in work environments with courage and determination, even if others don't always see how deep her drive runs. Ketu in Swati, however, complicates this. Swati is ruled by Rahu and associated with independence, flexibility, and dispersed movement. Ketu brings a karmic disinterest in worldly recognition, so while Mars charges forward, Ketu dissolves the attachment to outcomes. This creates a paradox. Julianne may take bold actions in her career, but often feels disconnected from the result, or changes direction suddenly after reaching a goal. Ketu in the 10th suggests her professional path isn't linear, it's evolutionary. From an NLP lens, Ketu here adds a dissociative quality, an internal reference system, and an away from motivational pattern. She may unconsciously avoid entanglement with systems or roles that feel limiting, preferring instead to serve something subtler or more meaningful beneath the surface. Her attention filter here is nuanced. Mars inclines her towards self-driven purpose, while Ketu diffuses the ego-driven desire for titles or validation. She may be seen as competent, ambitious, and quietly powerful, but not always interested in hierarchy or being known. Her public success often comes when she stops chasing it and follows what feels karmically true or emotionally liberating. She likely values autonomy and equilibrium in her career, environments where she can act decisively but not be micromanaged or politicized. Her chunking style in this house is general to specific. Vishakha provides a long arc vision, while Ketu intuitively edits what's unnecessary. She sees patterns and timelines in her work, understands where things are going before others do, but often simplifies or reframes in ways that bypass bureaucracy. She's not one for empty process. She wants movement, clarity, or evolution. This makes her effective in high-pressure or transitional roles, especially where something needs to be restructured, healed, or quietly reimagined. Ultimately, the Mars-Ketu pairing in Libra's 10th gives Julianne a unique professional essence, decisive yet unattached, ambitious yet unbound. She leads best when her energy is aligned with purpose, not performance. Her public path is less about climbing and more about carving, not ascending a known ladder, but walking her own edge with intensity, discernment, and a kind of karmic independence that sets her apart. 11th house, Moon in Jyeshtha Scorpio. Julianne's 11th house, the domain of friendships, social networks, long-term aspirations, and the rewards of one's work, contains the Moon in Jyeshtha placed in Scorpio. This gives her a deeply emotional, perceptive, and complex relationship to groups, collective belonging, and future goals. The moon here doesn't express lightly. In Scorpio, emotions run deep, and in Jyeshtha, they are laced with power, memory chaos, and responsibility. Her emotional world in social or professional networks is anything but casual. She feels, tracks, and remembers. Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, is associated with seniority, protection, and strategic intelligence. With the moon here, Julianne may act as the unseen emotional center in group settings, reading energy beneath the surface, sensing unspoken dynamics, and sometimes carrying emotional burdens others don't even know she's managing. She may feel responsible for others' well-being or integrity, even when she's not in a formal leadership role. From an NLP perspective, the moon in Jyeshtha signals a kinesthetic and auditory processing style. She feels her way through group situations, tuning into tone, micro shifts in behavior, and undercurrents others may miss. Her motivation direction in this house is strongly away from. She may be emotionally compelled to withdraw from groups or environments that feel dishonest, emotionally unsafe, or disempowering. While she craves connection, she doesn't tolerate emotional manipulation or shallow dynamics. Her goals are often shaped by what she's seen go wrong, and she seeks to create or be part of networks that correct that. There's a reformer energy here, but it moves from the inside out, often quietly and protectively. Her attention filter in the 11th house is others-focused, but with boundaries. She is deeply tuned to the emotional needs and behaviors of her social environment, but there's a watchful discernment. She won't give all of herself unless trust is established. Loyalty matters to her, and betrayal or exclusion can cut deeply. Yet she's not one to retaliate visibly. She may withdraw completely instead, becoming emotionally unreachable when her inner line is crossed. Her frame of reference is internal, especially in social or professional circles. While she observes everything, she processes it inwardly, trusting her gut rather than social cues. Others may misread her silence or intensity, not realizing she's filtering the space through a deep emotional logic. She doesn't need validation to know whether she belongs, but she does need emotional coherence to stay. Her chunking style is specific, especially when tracking group interactions, social dynamics, or progress toward collective goals. She remembers who said what, who showed up, who didn't. The moon here records emotional memory with precision, and while she may not always speak it, she stores the data. Over time, this makes her a quietly strategic force in any group. Not always in the spotlight, but always emotionally central. She creates trust through depth, not display, and offers strength, not by commanding attention, but by being the one who knows. Overall NLP drives for Julianne. Julianne's NLP profile reveals a complex, emotionally intelligent, and internally anchored psyche. Her chart is structured around themes of depth, discretion, subtle power, and emotionally driven discernment. Across houses, she shows a consistent preference for internal referencing. She measures truth, value, and alignment by her own inner compass rather than external approval. Even when navigating relational or social spheres, she calibrates from within, often retreating to reassess before re-engaging. This internal orientation gives her strength and clarity, though it may also make her seem emotionally private or hard to read until trust is earned. Her dominant processing styles are kinesthetic and auditory. With the moon in Jyeshta, Venus in Purva Falguni 8th, and Mercury in Ashlesha, she absorbs information through emotional resonance, physical cues, and tone. She's likely attuned to voice modulation, unspoken signals, and the way something feels in her body. In speech and decision-making, she may pause, reflect, or hold silence before responding. Her words are often shaped by what she senses, not just what she thinks. This also means she navigates the world through a quietly embodied presence. People may feel her energy more than they see her action. Julianne's motivation direction moves in both towards and away from patterns, depending on context. In emotional and relational matters, 4th, 7th, 8th, she tends to move towards connection, clarity, and emotional truth, but with a sharp away-from reflex when met with superficiality, manipulation, or energetic instability. In her career 10th, she moves toward purpose but away from recognition for its own sake. This duality creates an elegant tension in her system. She is drawn forward by meaning but refined by discernment. Her chunking style is contextually fluid. In professional and strategic environments, 10th third, she leans towards specific, procedural chunking, preferring clarity, rhythm, and deliberate pacing. But in relational or emotional realms, especially the 11th and 8th houses, she works with emotional specificity. Not data points, but feeling states, gestures, and long-held memory traces. She sees patterns in emotion the way others might see numbers or code, intuitively and precisely. Her attention filter reveals a complex dance between self and others. In private emotional matters, especially 4th and 8th houses, she is self-oriented, needing to feel things out for herself, often guarding her inner world until trust is built. But in group or partnership contexts, she becomes highly attuned to others, absorbing mood shifts, unspoken needs, and collective dynamics. This switching ability makes her both protective and generous, capable of holding space without losing herself, but also knowing when to withdraw for self-preservation. In terms of action preference, Julianne blends proactive energy with reflective caution. Mars in Vishaka gives her boldness and drive, but Ketu in Swati, Saturn in Ravati, and Moon in Jeshta temper it with a deep need for inner alignment. She acts when it feels right, not when she's pressured. Her most powerful moves tend to emerge after internal crystallization rather than external prompting. Ultimately, Julianne's NLP matrix reveals a psyche shaped for depth, precision, and emotional sovereignty. She is not here to perform. She is here to align. Whether in relationship, career, or community, she brings a layered presence that listens, senses, and refines. She does not speak to be heard. She speaks to transmit. And when she acts, it is not for attention. It is for transformation.